News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. We are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And for the first time on the radio, two young ladies who want to talk about the Seroptimus Thrift Store and the whole project, all the projects that they're involved in right now. It's Angie Berger. She is the manager of the Whitefish Seroptimus. And Lori Hampa Chamberlain. You guys, welcome. She's the president, by the way, of the Thrift House Board. Want to thank you for coming in, and we're going to learn a little bit about you guys today. I got to tell you, I've made, I don't know, hundreds of trips to your store, but I never come in.
Oh, no, you've got to come in.
I never come in. I just drop off. Now I got to start coming in now that I've met you too.
Oh,
you'll find some treasures.
Oh, yeah, treasures everywhere.
So let's start with you, Angie. You are the first manager of this store. Is this correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about yourself before we get into the nuts and bolts here. Tell us about yourself and how you got into this business.
Yeah, well, I've lived in the Valley for about 30 years. Now, raised my kids here and worked for some different nonprofits. And I'm just really happy to be at the Whitefish Thrift House. Yeah.
What did you do previous, and what's your background?
Well, we ran a restaurant in town in Whitefish, the Dire Wolf Pub. Back in the day.
I remember the Dire Wolf. I love that place.
Yeah. And I worked for Glacier Nordic Club. And most recently, I worked at the Springs in Whitefish. Yeah.
Very cool. Uh-huh. And so how did you end up in this business, though? This particular business is a manager of the thrift store.
I just love the idea of working for a nonprofit and being involved with an organization that gives so much back to the community. And so I'm really honored to have the position.
Well, we're glad to have you here to talk about it, too.
Thanks.
And Lori, let's talk to you a little bit. The president of the Thrift House Board. Now, you know a little bit of the history of it as well, but let's talk about yourself for just a few minutes.
My husband and I moved up to the Flathead about 6 years ago, actually 6 years ago on the 16th of May. I was born in Dillon, raised in Butte. He was born and raised in Missoula. We're fourth generation Montanans. Played forever in the Flathead and finally decided to just move up here. So we did.
What was it like growing up in Butte, Montana? Butte,
fabulous.
America, they say. Always Butte, America.
Fabulous.
Was
absolutely fabulous. Absolutely. So Butte is a place where there are extended families, sort of like old European style, sort of, or maybe like Mexican families. Lots and lots of families that are there. I'm one of the only members of my family who have moved away from Butte.
Wow.
Everybody else, almost everybody else, is still there.
So have you been in nonprofits before as well?
Yes, I worked with a couple nonprofits in the past.
Well, tell us about your family a little bit. Tell us about yourself. What do you like to do when you're not working?
Hike, bike, golf, kayak. I'm the mom of two dogs and a cat.
Well, not many people mention their pets. That's good.
Marley and Barack.
Well, we got the names of the pets as well. Okay, so how did you become the president of this board? And you must have a love for this type of thing.
We were a nonprofit that was run by volunteers until we hired Angie 2 months ago. And so we have an operating committee, and then there was an operating board for that committee. And I was asked if I would participate this year as president, and I said yes. So this is the first time, actually, that I've done that.
And how long have you been doing that in that position?
This year. Just 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Thus far.
Okay. How's it going so far? Both of you, because you're new at your jobs. How's it going so far?
It's going extremely well for me. The committee is a great help. It is a team.
Yeah.
Nobody can do it all. And we are a team for Angie as well. There's no way our new store manager can do everything in a nonprofit thrift store. There's just no way.
Yeah, it's so impressive how many volunteers show up and spend so much time in the store sorting and working there. It's really incredible.
We're going to get to how you raise money, that kind of thing, but you're doing a lot of things for amazing organizations. Let's talk about what you're doing with Ukraine. It's called a bag sale for Ukraine. Who wants to take that question?
So in March, we had a bag sale, which we normally have a couple during the year. And we decided this particular bag sale, we were going to send the money to the World Central Kitchen, which is feeding refugees in Ukraine and in other countries that are helping them. In a 4-hour period, we'd raised $2,800. We would like to thank all of our customers and our community for supporting us, not only normally, but supporting us in this particular endeavor. A lot of people showed up, and we're really glad we were able to help.
Okay, first of all, I should have asked this before. What is a bag sale?
We had it on, the sale was on clothing and shoes and
soft goods.
Soft goods and everything you can fit in, say, a little plastic Safeway.
Grocery bag.
All of that for $5. And so we would just stuff these bags. And it was so fun to give people great deals.
To get $2,800.
And then people just put money. We had a jar out, too. Were just putting money in the jar for the cause.
How cool is that?
That was really fun.
You should continue doing that. That sounds like a great thing.
We'll have a couple every year. Yep.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about some of your other ventures and your nonprofit organization. We'll be talking about that. And scholarships as well in part two. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voices of Angie Berger and Lori Hapa Chamberlain. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Our show sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead is back. And we want to welcome back Angie Berger, manager of the White Vista Optimist Thrift Store, and Lori Hampa Chamberlain. She's president of the Thrift House Board. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
I want to thank you once again for being here, talking about and teaching us about what you do, because I didn't know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
You are a 501c3. And you raise funds by selling, of course, clothing and everything else that comes into the store. But that's just one of the ways, right?
No, primarily it's through the thrift store, we raise our funds.
Yeah, but do you take donations as well?
We do take monetary donations.
So if you're thinking about a donation, you are a nonprofit. Is it tax deductible?
Absolutely,
yes.
That's great. That's great news. So before we get into more of the nuts and bolts here, what are some of the weirdest things have ever come into your thrift store?
Oh, that's one of our favorite games. Gosh. What does this object do?
You got to figure it out?
Some of these little antique gadgets, it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff we never really figure out.
No, but it's fun to guess. Yeah.
Like a cabbage thingy, you used to slide the cabbage across the board to make coleslaw.
Yeah.
None of us knew what that was.
Wow.
But somebody walked in and said, hey, that's what that is.
I'll buy it.
It was like, cool.
Or the blow up lounge chair that we could not figure out what it was. And you have to hold it up to the wind to get air in it and then
close it
like a dry bag. That took us a long time.
I know what that is. And you can float on the river or in a lake on that.
I guess.
I don't think a lot of people know this about your operation. You started a long time ago.
1951.
Was it in that same location?
No, I think they were in a different location. I wasn't around then, but we have been in that location since 72.
So the funds that you make here at the Seroptimist, does it go back to operating the store, or where do the funds go?
They go back into the community. All the funds do for scholarships and different programs.
Smile of Hope.
To help women and girls in particular, but also other groups.
Now, we do have operating funds that we have to hang on to for the physical store. We are a 509AC that is supporting Seroptimist International 100%, which is the 501AC.
Yeah.
And they decide where the monies go after we've paid all of our bills, and et cetera.
Very good.
Yeah.
Scholarships, let's talk about them. You said you've given away 25 $1,000 scholarships. Is that just in a year?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Just in a year and to all the high schools in the community. Kids apply and all our volunteers go through all the applications and make the final decisions. I think they have been giving them out last week and this next week also.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask how you gave them away. So do they have to write something about their lives? Or
yeah, there's an application process. They can go to the website and they can download the application. And there's a few little things that they have to do. And then they are all evaluated. And the application deadline is April. So I want all you seniors out there, senior high schoolers, you have until April to apply for the next year's funds.
Maybe we'll play this back again or have you back right before that or something.
We would love to come back.
You know, you guys are going to add some time to your hours and a day, right?
Yep, that's correct. Now we will be open at 11 o'clock instead of noon. We'll be open 11 to 5 Tuesdays through Friday and then 11 to 4 on Saturdays.
You guys realize that's more work for you, right?
It's fun.
It is, but our volunteers have definitely stepped up.
They really have. And by the way, we've got more opportunities for new volunteers.
Yeah.
And so men can volunteer. You don't have to be a member of Soroptimus International anymore to volunteer. So if you want to spend a few hours a week helping nonprofits and organizations, our mission primarily is to help women and girls. Come on down.
Yeah,
we need
definitely.
Volunteers.
It really is a fun place to be.
What is the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, 862-3330 is our phone number, or just come on in, or you can also contact us through the website.
That's First Street, right? They're down on
First Street East.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, First Street East. You can't miss it.
No.
You know? Let's talk about something pretty exciting. Refugees that are coming into the Flathead Valley. You mentioned that a few minutes ago. How are you involved in that?
So we have been asked to help outfit housewares and personal items and things for Afghan refugee families that are coming to our valley. Right now, I think there's going to be 4 or 5 separate families that will be coming. And so we've been asked to help them with dishes and some furniture that we may have, et cetera.
Clothes, folks, I'm sure.
Folks can help donate to help with that too, if they would like.
So they're going to earmark things.
Yes.
By coming in and dropping them off.
Yep.
That's
yep.
great to hear.
Yep.
A little recap, this whole thing with the Ukraine bag sale, big success. Want to congratulate
Huge.
You on that and
Thank you.
Maybe keep that going again. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yep.
Extended hours one more time.
Tuesdays through Saturday, 11 to 5 and 11 to 4 on Saturday. Sorry, Ange.
Yeah.
Well, anytime we want to have you guys
Tuesday's
come back.
Our new day.
Whenever you're holding up, you know, an event or something, come back and talk to us.
We'll do that.
We'd love
That'd
to see
great.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we leave, anything else we missed that you want to tell the public listening to the show right now?
I would just like to thank our community because you've been supporting us for a very long time. Lots of you have received scholarships and things. Everybody who receives that from us, they're very grateful as well. So thank you, Flathead Valley.
Well, you both did a great job being here for the first time. Angie Berger, manager of the Wife of Soroptimist, and Lori Hampa-Chamberlain. She is the president of the Thrift House Board. Thanks again, and congratulations on all your successes here in now and in the future.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks, Ross.
You betcha. If we're focused on the Flathead, again brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. As always, our archives available at KJJR.com. This is Focus on the Flathead. Have a great weekend.